Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight grew up in Brighton, Michigan. Her goal growing up was to be a wife and a mom. She is that, but she's also a doctor at Oakwood Healthcare System, who heads up a team of 16 providers focusing on special needs and exceptional families. Oakwood Healthcare System and the University of Michigan Dearborn have just opened a new 14,000 square foot world-class facility to house this program. Her name, Dr. Susan Youngs, and I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible, presented by Trust in Us on News Talk 760 WJR.
Now back to Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR. Brought to you by Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm. Now here's Jack.
We're with Dr. Susan Youngs, the medical director of Oakwood Healthcare Systems Center for Exceptional Families. Dr. Youngs, welcome. It's an honor to have you.
Thank you. It's an honor for being here.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your parents?
Sure. I grew up in Brighton, Michigan. I have wonderful parents. My mom is Carol Uffner, and my father was Rodney Uffner. He's deceased now, but he and my mom are the heroes of my life. They raised four girls in Brighton, Michigan, and I think we lived a pretty divine childhood. We were very blessed to have caring, loving, God-fearing parents who raised us up believing that as young women, no boys in our family, young women, that we could become anything we wanted to become.
What did your dad do, doctor, and what's the biggest thing your dad taught you?
My father was a sound engineer. He was really a self-made guy. My parents grew up in Ohio and moved to Michigan so my dad could work during the day and put himself through technical school. And he really was a self-made man, ultimately a business owner, ultimately was able to sell that business at retirement. And I think the thing that always impressed me about my dad was when he would say anytime any one of us would complain about anything when we were little, he would say, honey, we got no problems. And now, in retrospect, as a grown-up, and especially doing what I do for a living, I have every day the opportunity to relive that and realize how wise my father and my mother both were.
By your own admission, Dr. Youngs, your goal was to become a wife and a mom. And today you're a world-class doctor in charge of a major facility. How was it you ever decided to become a doctor?
Yeah, I was a kid who always loved school. I graduated the top of my class at Brighton. But having a career was really never a part of my thought process. I was a really fortunate kid. I was raised by parents in the church and as a teenager had the privilege of having what I always say is having Jesus find me. I fell in love with God at an early young age in my teenage life and he kind of took over my life. And it was really from that point on that I felt like he was guiding my life. But even through that, I would have never guessed that I would have ended up a physician. It was really through actually a series of planning a wedding and canceling a wedding in my 20s. And at that time, thinking I was actually going to marry a doctor and that plan not working out. But through that, God showing me that there were skills and abilities and talents that he wanted me to use in this world. And then it was a whole nother 10 years of singleness before I actually ultimately met my husband now. So there was a long period of singleness that afforded me an opportunity to discover things about myself that I never knew even were really there.
A lot of young professional women lament that it's so hard to find a good guy to marry.
Yeah.
What do you tell them?
You know, I was just really blessed. I think in my journey as a single person, I had an interesting perspective on dating. I always knew that I was looking for my future children's father, maybe because I had such a powerful father in my life. And so I dated really nice, godly men my whole life. I never had a bad dating experience. But I also was looking for someone that I could share a ministry with, and someone that I could do ministry with. And until I met my husband, it was never the right fit, even though I had dated some really wonderful men. I knew that when I met Dave that it was the right fit and that we were going to be a really great team together. And so I say to single women all the time, because actually I have a lot of them in my life that I pour into, that it's worth the wait. It's worth waiting on God to find the right spouse.
You mentioned a phrase that I've never heard before, Jesus find me. Mm. What do you mean by that?
I think there are people who search their whole life looking for God and never find him, or never, I don't know, never surrender enough to actually be able to see him or hear him or taste him. And for me, I was a kiddo who was just really open. And I had gone to a camp and, you know, I saw love there that I'd never seen before. And I came home and I was talking to a friend, and a friend of mine's mom said, Susan, that's Jesus. And it was just so easy for me to say, okay, I'm in. And then I feel like Jesus just took over my life and he really plucked me out. Like I always say, I was so lucky for him to have said, I'm going to use you. And I've always known from the time he came into my life that he was going to use me in a powerful way. I've always known it. I didn't know it was going to be in medicine, and I didn't know it was going to be with kids with special needs.
We're talking to Dr. Susan Youngs. When we come back, we're going to ask her why she went and focused on exceptional family, children with special needs. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible, presented by Trust in Us on News Talk 760 WJR.
You're listening to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Brought to you by Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm. Once again, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
Welcome back. We're with Dr. Susan Youngs, whose specialty is pediatrics, focusing on special needs and exceptional families. Doctor, why that specialty?
When I was in my 20s, and I was in my training, I actually started out not in medicine. I started out as a prosthetist, an orthotist. I was in a brace making kind of training program, and I found out that I had no visual perceptual skills at all, and I was terrible at it. But it was then that I started to like fall in love with children with special needs, and then ultimately I ended up in medical school. And when I went to medical school, I did pediatrics, and I did something called physical medicine and rehabilitation, which is a field that works with persons with disabilities. And even when I was doing all of that, I didn't know that there was actually a subspecialty called pediatric physical medicine and rehabilitation. And I was very torn because I had a love for both fields. I loved persons with disabilities, and I loved working with kids. And then one day, my mentor just kind of turned the light on for me. And he said, well, you know, Susan, there's this double boarded residency thing out there that you could do that allows you to study both general pediatrics and physical medicine and rehabilitation. And that kind of just got me in the door and started me thinking about that I really could do what I love.
You're the director of this practice at Oakwood. You're the mother of three young children. You're very young. How did you get there so fast?
Wow. That was a huge, huge God story for me. I was in residency and I met my husband. And really at the time when my husband was in my life, I thought I was going to be a missionary. And I went to India, and he sent me to India. My husband did. He said, you need to go because I'm not feeling called. So you need to go figure this out. And when I was in India, I was praying, and I prayed very specifically for the entire month that God would show me, should I marry my husband or should I be a missionary? And I felt like I got a ton of clarity that I was to marry Dave and that God would take care of my missionary heart. And I came back, and just after that, I did a rotation at Oakwood Hospital in general pediatrics, community pediatrics, just come over and, you know, see kids on the floor that have bronchiolitis and vomiting and, you know, typical pediatric stuff. And I met a man who changed my life forever. Dr. Jeffrey DeVries was the director of Children's Health Services at the time. And he said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, I want to do community-based care for kids with special needs. And I want to create this wraparound program for children with disabilities. And I want it to be in a community setting. And I want it to have a mom and pop shop kind of feel. And he said, wow, that's really incredible. We just did this survey. And what our community told us we need is you. And I said, I'm in. So my little missionary heart landed at Oakwood Hospital 10 years ago. And I was given an opportunity that I think no one's ever given. And that's to start a program right out of training, you know, wet around the ears, and to start my own gig.
Dr. Susan Youngs, you are a missionary. Make no doubt about it. Doctor, we have an epidemic in America called autism. One out of 83 children today have autism. Why?
Wow, that is a big question. I'm not sure that we fully know the answer to that question yet, collectively as a group of physicians in this country. I personally have aligned myself with a group of physicians in this country called Defeat Autism Now Doctors. That's a group of physicians in this country who are very concerned about the epidemic and very concerned about the possible causes of the epidemic. I think that what we really are learning and what we've learned over the last decade is that there are familial predispositions, genetic predispositions in certain families to having a child with autism. But what we believe as a group of physicians, these DAN doctors in the United States, is that there's this familial predisposition, and then there's something environmental going on, an environmental exposure that's on top of the genetic predisposition that has caused these numbers to skyrocket from 1 in 10,000 in the 70s to 1 in 83 currently in this time frame. And so one of the theories, of course, is that there's an immunization controversy. But it's not just immunizations, it's immunizations, environmental toxins, heavy metal exposures, lots of different things that people, the way we eat, that are concerned that this toxic load on top of a familial predisposition may be part of why we're seeing this rise.
You're with special needs children, exceptional children, every day. What have these children taught you, Dr. Susan Youngs?
They teach me stuff every day. I don't think that there's a day that goes by when I'm not crying with a kid or I'm belly laughing with a kid. I think they've taught me more than anything resilience of spirit and have taught me how to enjoy every moment of a day, every moment of life. They most of the kids that I deal with, other than the kids who have acquired injuries and remember their pre-disability state of being, most of these children know no other way of life. And at least when they're little, most of them just are happy to be themselves. They don't know necessarily a lot of the time that they're any different than anyone else. And so that's a beautiful thing to live with every day. I just get a chance to see these kids embrace life fully and tackle challenges that probably if I were faced with them, I would be completely daunted by. So I think I learn the power of the human spirit from them every day.
I was talking to another doctor earlier in the week about these challenging times that we're all going through and will go through and we will get through together. And she used the same words that you just used, resilience of spirit. How do we give everybody the resilience of spirit?
I don't know how we give it. I know at our program in particular, and I think what makes our program unique compared to some other programs is that we really try to help families get the barriers to having resilience of spirit on the table. Like, we really try to get them to share with us the sadness sometimes of the journey or the challenges of the journey so that we can get them through that part and land them in a place where they're embracing their family, embracing their children, embracing this new journey that they weren't looking for. And then I think at that point, then they start to really realize how strong they possibly can be. And if and when it's appropriate, we really try to offer God to our families. Because I don't think a family can get through what these families go through without a spirit of God guiding them in their family. I think it's very difficult for families to do that unless they have some sense that there's a higher being that loves them that is moving their lives.
We're talking to Dr. Susan Youngs. When we come back, we're going to talk to her about what these special needs children do to their mom, their dad, their brothers, and their sisters. And I'm Jack Crisul, and this is Anything Is Possible, presented by Trust in Us on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR, presented by Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm. Now, here's your host, Jack Crisula.
We're talking to Dr. Susan Youngs, the medical director of Oakwood Healthcare Systems Center for Exceptional Family. Doctor, I regularly hear families with special needs children refer to that child as their hero, angel, mentor, inspiration, gift from God. How do you explain that?
Our families talk a lot to us. We try to create open dialogue about the journey of parenting children with special needs. And I think initially, when parents find out that they have a child who's been diagnosed with some kind of a disability or a medical illness, that they don't always see it as a blessing. You know, it's a hard road sometimes, especially in those first early years, the first 3 years where you're stabilizing all the medical care and trying to figure it out and knowing what this means for your life and knowing what this means for your family. But at some point, almost universally in the journey with our families, over those next several years, the families will say exactly what you just said. And I think it's because the families see in those children a joy, a spirit, a resilience, a determination that I think in some ways puts all the rest of us to shame. You know, it's sort of, we look at our own lives and see, wow, we're complaining about, you know, the blister on our toe or the fact that we couldn't find matching shoes to match our purse or something crazy. And then we see these children who overcome these incredible obstacles and figure out that they can do things in life that they never thought they could do or that they can speak when they never thought they could speak. And I think that it just puts us all in a totally different place of, wow, this is a gift to me to see how we can all grow as people.
If God is an all-loving God, how do you explain that there are so many special needs children?
That is always, I think, the toughest question. Because we have open dialogues with our family, and it's not every family that opens a dialogue with me about spiritual things. Certainly my Christian families, I think, resonate with that part of who I am. But, you know, I serve Muslim families. I serve Jewish families. I serve a lot of different faiths. And so sometimes it comes up, sometimes it doesn't. I certainly welcome it when it does because it's such a part of who I am. I don't know that anybody ever has an answer for those tough questions. Why do people suffer? Why is there sorrow? Why are children born with disabilities? I guess my personal bias is that God has things for us to learn from every human being on this planet, in that he wants us to grow. He wants us to learn from everyone. I don't know that I can say that God causes disability. I don't think he necessarily does cause it or wish it on anyone. But I do know that he meets people in their disabilities, and that he grows them, and that he's there for them, and that he loves them, and that he cares for them. And I think it's in that process that people learn that there is a God out there that they can find. And that's what we really hope happens in the journeys with families, that they find something bigger than themselves.
Dr. Susan Youngs, for you personally, what have you learned about God's love through these special needs children?
I just learn every day about the beauty of our God through these children. I see, literally, I can see angel spirits in kids. I mean, I can just see God working through them to me. I don't know that there's any greater joy than some of the kids that we actually intersect with. And so, I mean, where does joy come from? To me, it comes from the Creator. And so when you see these kids bring so much joy, you think, where else could it possibly come from than from the Creator of the universe?
Talk to us, Doctor, about the brothers and the sisters of these special needs, exceptional children.
Yeah, our brothers and sisters, our program really is designed to reach out to the whole family. When a child with special needs is born into a family, the entire family is affected. And to think that it's not would be kind of crazy. We run a sibling program. Our social worker is awesome, and she runs a sibling support program for the siblings of children with special needs, specifically for them, because sometimes attention gets focused on the child with special needs and the siblings get kind of not so much attention. But also, those siblings have questions of their own. They have journeys of their own. They have desires and wishes for their brothers and sisters with special needs. We did a question at one of our sibling programs. And we asked the children, the siblings, if they could make their sibling's disability go away, would they? And almost every single child in the room said no. And we were shocked by the answers. We were so surprised. But they did say things like, I wish it wasn't so hard for them. Or I wish that it wasn't so hard for him to talk. Or I wish I could talk with my brother or sister. And those kinds of things. So we believe that the siblings are on their own journey. And we really try to get in their lives as much as the parents and the affected child's lives. Because we know that they need us too.
Dr. Youngs, talk to us about your team of 16 providers in this program at Oakwood Healthcare Systems.
I always say I'm the luckiest person on the planet because I get to work with amazing people. My staff is a medical staff, so it's a nurse and some medical assistants and secretaries, but it's also rehabilitation therapists and social workers. So I have physical therapists and occupational therapists and speech therapists and this amazing social worker and neuropsychologists and adaptive equipment people and bracing people. And what I really love about our team is they really do believe in not just delivering great medical and rehabilitation care, but they really believe in joining our families on the journey of parenting children with special needs, that we're all in it together. It's not just me who's leading this charge. we're all in it together, so that every time we interface with a family, we're asking them questions about how is the brother and sister doing? How's your marriage doing? How's your finances going? How was the transition to middle school or high school? Or how was it when your daughter did or didn't get invited to the prom? Or, you know, all of those things. Our entire team is in that together. And they're an incredibly compassionate group of people, and I'm just really lucky to work with them.
Doctor, you are the epitome of bedside manners, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Parents come in for the first time to meet with you and your team. What happens?
The first visit, I think, for families is the most intimidating. Our program has gotten some publicity because I think the families that do come kind of say it is different. But when families come, some of them are coming to find out, is there something really wrong with my child? Or some people have been said, well, maybe my child has autism, maybe they don't. So it can be very scary walking into that first visit. I know that when they come to see me, they're afraid of what I might say. So from the minute they walk in, our secretary to my nurse, to my medical assistants, to the rehab folk, to the environment, to our volunteers, we're all trying to just make families feel at home and comfortable. We're talking to their child, not just to the parents. And then when they're in the room with us, I try to help them break down the barriers of fear and help them to know that we're just going to get to know each other today. I'm going to get to hear your story. And we're going to try to figure out how I can help you help your child. And once I can get that sort of in the air, you can feel a whole big sigh of relief. And then we can move forward with the interview. And then we can come up with a treatment plan. And then I can introduce to them this whole concept of, we're going to be in this for a lifetime together. We're going to walk this journey together, and you're going to have somebody to kind of hold your hand along the way through the entire process. And you, when they walk out of there, you can see a completely different family than when they walked in.
We're talking to Dr. Susan Youngs, and I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible, presented by Trust in Us on News Talk 760 WJR.
Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm, presents Anything Is Possible with Jack Crisula on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back. We're with Dr. Susan Young, who heads up a 16-person team at Oakwood Healthcare System entitled The Program for Exceptional Families. Doctor, you come across full of confidence, warmth, enthusiasm. It's almost this is. You're in good hands with Dr. Susan Youngs. Do you ever have any fear?
I'm afraid a lot, actually. Mostly what I get afraid of right now is I feel like when God gives you a lot, He expects from you a lot. And I am mostly intimidated right now and fearful at times about, do I have the leadership that it takes to be able to give what we give to children to the nation? Because I do think that the package in which we deliver our services is uniquely different than some of the other really good programs that are out there. But this concept of following families on the journey and being in the journey and being all about the entire family and doing the kind of support programs that we do, it is a uniquely different thing. And the thing I get most fearful of is that it would die in my generation. I really believe it's the right way to give care, and I really want to pass it on. And I get completely intimidated about whether I have the leadership skills to do it.
Well, let me tell you. Let me look into those blue eyes and tell you, you got the leadership. 88% of what we worry about never happens. For you to worry about, do I have the leadership, that's like Tiger Woods being worried about whether he can golf with all of us, okay? Or Tom Brady. You've got the right stuff. Keep doing it. Talking about the right stuff, Oakwood Hospital and the U of M Dearborn, in concert, have just built a world-class 14,000-square-foot center costing $6.2 million to house your program. Tell us about that facility.
Yeah, our wing of it is 14,000 square feet. The whole big schnoodle is like 38,000 square feet, and it's actually very, very exciting. We, I've been dreaming about this center in my head literally since day one of being hired at Oakwood. Never in a million years would I have believed that we would be in this current facility, and never in a million years would I have believed that I would be doing it with a university. The University of Michigan Dearborn School of Education is a whole new, a very exciting addition to our program, because what it allows us to do is to help groom the next generation of future special educators, early childhood educators, and general educators who are going to be welcoming children with special needs into their general education classrooms. So we're very excited about all of us being under one roof and being able to do that together. And the campus itself, if you came to see it, is just world class. It's beautiful, and it just allows the kids to walk in and feel like it's a pediatric friendly place. The colors are beautiful. The surroundings are beautiful. The playground is beautiful. We're just extremely blessed. And it really was Oakwood's leadership who found this property for me. They've been looking for 10 years for the right piece of property, and it couldn't be more perfect.
How can we learn more about the program and the center, Dr. Youngs?
Yeah, well, our website development is still in process because we just moved into the new center, so that's still coming. You can go to oakwood.org and look up Center for Exceptional Families. That will get you there. Or you can call our phone number. Our new number is 313-996-1960. I just memorized it this week. So, and then we'd be happy to give you a bunch more information.
Say it again, please.
313-996-1960.
Getting back to fear. You see many, many parents that come in there full of fear. So many of us today are worried about these uncertain, uncharted, totally unfathomable times. What advice do you give us about fear and overcoming fear?
I think if I was able to say anything about fear and offer anyone, when I can offer Christ to a family and the Holy Spirit to a family, to me, there is no peace without faith. There is no peace. That anything that we try to build into our lives that gives us artificial peace, if it's not God, if it's not the Holy Spirit, if it's not Jesus, it's artificial. It's not real. And the only place I find peace personally is when I have laid all of that at God's feet. Anything that I'm fearful of, anything that I'm intimidated by, anything that I'm overwhelmed with, when I can lay it at his feet, he always brings peace, every time. So I hope to have relationships with families that can give them a glimpse of that beautiful peace that only God brings. But again, it's such a tender thing because we serve an amazing group of families that come from a lot of different cultures and a lot of different faiths. And, you know, we want to do it respectfully. We want to do it kindly. We want to do it joyfully in their lives.
One of the many things I marvel about you is that you truly have learned how to surrender to God. Very hard for all of us to do that. How do we do it?
Oh, I think it's a process. I think even just in the last 3-4 years of my life, if you talk to my prayer partners, they would tell you that, or my husband for that matter, they would absolutely tell you all about the journey that I have been on in the last 3 or 4 years to be able to do that more and more. So I think it's a process, and I just invite people to engage in the process. I think that once you get engaged in the process, God meets you and he shows up.
Let God be God. What does that mean to Dr. Susan Youngs?
I don't know. I think he's an amazing, loving, peaceful God. and that if you welcome him into your life, he will guide your life, and he will bring peace that surpasses all understanding that you will never find anywhere else.
Last question, Dr. Youngs. What advice would you give to our young listeners this evening?
Our young listeners, I think there's no greater joy than surrendering your whole life, your gifts, your talents, your abilities over to a God who wants to use them. I think that is the greatest gift that you can receive in your life, is to be able to use your talents that you've been given in a way to serve the world. And if young people can find that, they'll never regret a day of their lives. I feel like I am richly blessed to have been privileged enough to actually do something, A, that I love, but B, that I'm divinely created to do.
Dr. Susan Youngs, God shines down on you. You've figured out what your role in his master plan is. You do it fabulously. Just keep doing the same thing.
Thank you.
Our guest next week is our own Mike Feasey, the president of WJR, a great man, a lover of this community. And recently he had a heart attack, and he calls it the most important day of his life. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. And with him, we'll get through this. Spohom.